We were talking previously in the previous Mishnah that a Nazir is Megaleach on certain types of Tumas Meis. The Mishnah is now going to specify that there are certain types of Tumas Meis that even though the Nazir becomes Tame, nonetheless, he is not Megaleach on them. Aval, however, has Schachos Behapros. Schachos and Pros are unclear types of Tumas. Schachos are, we have a tree with branches, and each one is the size of a tefach, and so there's going to be tumas oil. And there's a mace buried under the tree somewhere, a part of a mace, or that which has become tame be'oil, that which is tame mit tame be'oil, buried under some part of the tree, under one of the branches that would form an oil, but we don't know which, and the Kohen walked under the tree. We don't know if he's under one of the tame, he's in an oil, a tuma or not. The apros refers to a building that has stones sticking out of it, that each one should form an oil, should there be tumah underneath, and there's tumah under one of the stones that's sticking out, and we do not know which one. And the Kohen walked under them, under some of them. Ubeis HaPras is a Beis HaKavaros that was plowed over, and the Chachamim goes there that for 100 amas in each direction, that the area should have a suffix tumah. The Eretz HaAmim, which is considered to be tumah as well. The HaGolol, the HaDovik, and the Chogos Rashi and Tosfos, what a Golol and Dovik is, Rashi says a Golol is the actual cover that was placed on the, either on the coffin or above the mace, and the dofek is the matzeva, where Tosfos thinks that no, a golel is the golel is the actual matzeva itself, and the dofek are the supports for the matzeva. Where revius dam, on less of a shear of dam, a revius of dam, as opposed to a chati lug of dam, where the Kohen is Megaleach, and the Revius of Dami becomes Tami, but is not Megaleach. The Ohel, if he touches an Ohel, the actual Ohel, which has a mace in it, it's made of Pishton. The Rova Atzamos, on the Rova Hakava Atzamos, and the Chatzikav Atzamos, remember, he is Megaleach. A Rova Hakava becomes Tami, but it's not Megaleach. The Kelim Anogim Mace, a Kli that is actually touching the mace, which has the status of a Cherev Kecholol, which has the status of a mace himself, so that the person who touches it becomes an Avatumah. Nonetheless, the Megaleach is not going to be Megaleach. Vime Safra, Vime Gamro, if he becomes a Metzora, the days that he has to count after he becomes Tar from his Tzaraths, he has to count 7 days, those do not count for him. Vime Gamro, the days that he is actually a Nuz is a Metzora Muchlat, who is sitting outside the Machana because he has Tzaraths, Al Elu, and all of these things, in a Nuzer Megaleach. He does not do Tiglachas, but nonetheless, Mazeh Bashlishi Uvashvi, he is still Tabe Mace, he still requires Parah Aduma Ash spritz on him on the 3rd and the 7th day. But after that, Matchil Amon Miyad, he doesn't bring Karbonos, he doesn't do Tiglachas. So immediately after the 7th day, he continues counting his Naziris, because the previous days did count all the days before the 7th. The Karbon Ein Lo, Be'emes Amro, in fact, if he becomes a Zav, or a woman becomes a Zava, and they have to count, and they have Yimei Tumah, and they may have Yimei Tara, Yimei Hesgeru Shal Metzorah, Metzorah, who we're not sure, the Kohen says, he looks at the Nega, and he says, wait 7 days and come back, and we'll see if it spread, if it does not spread at the end, all of those days, Hare'ilu Olinlo, not only do they not, are a stira to the Yimei Naziris, they even count towards the Yimei Naziris, that is Halacha L'Moshe, Mishinai. Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishnah Rabbi Yoshua. Kol Tumah Min HaMeish, HaNazir Megaleach Aleha. Any of the Tumas of the Meish, that HaNazir is Megaleach on, such as those in Mishnah Beis, excluding those in Mishnah Kemah. Chayav V'Aleh Al-Bias Mikdash, if a person becomes Tame by one of those means, and enters the Beis HaMikdash, he is Chayav for coming into the Mikdash while Tame. However, if he contacts one of the types of tumah, that a nazir does not have to do with tiglachas or bring karbanos, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he is not chayav karis. Bechol tumah min hameis she'ein nazir megaleach aleha, that we said in the previous Mishnah, ein chayav aleha al bias mikdash. Not talking about a nazir, but a regular person would come into contact with that, he is not chayav karis on the bias mikdash. Amar Rav Meir, he disagrees. Lo tehizu kala min hasheretz. The Tumas Meisha in Nazar Megaleach Aleah should not be less than the Tumas Sheretz. We know that a person who comes into contact with the Tumas, going to the dead Sheretz, he becomes Tame, and if he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayav Karis. So the Tumas Meisha in Nazar Megaleach Aleah should be at least as severe as a Tumas Sheretz, and therefore, the person who comes into contact with either one should be Chayav Karis. The difference between them is that a Tumas Sheretz doesn't Let's, for example, a Nazir who comes into contact with the Sharis, it is irrelevant to his Naziris. However, a Nazir who comes into contact with those types of Tumas Meis, even though they're Tumas Meis, he's not for Korbanos, he doesn't have to do a Tiglachas. Nonetheless, those days are not do not count towards his Naziris, and therefore should be at least as severe in his regard as a Tumas Sharis. Amr Bekiva responded, he states, Dante Bifnei Rabbi Eliezer, he also disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer. My Metzim Kisaorosh Einu Metame Adam Be'Oel. He has a different question. We said in Etzim Kisaoro, a Nazir is Megaleachanit only if he does if through Maga and Masa, but there's no Tumas Oel. But nonetheless, it is not Metame Be'Oel, but a Nazir Megaleachal Magal Ve'Masa. So if a Nazir touches it, comes into contact Maga, or carries it without touching it through Masa, he is Megaleach. Revius Dam, Shemetame Oel Adam Be'Oel, or Revius Dam, which is Metame El De Oel, but nonetheless appears in the side of Mishnah, that he's not Megaleachan, Eilu Dinshi, a Nazir Megaleachal Magal Ve'Masa. Why is a Nazir not Megaleach if he touches it or carries it? Why is a Nazir not Megaleach on it? Because sub it is Mitame Be'Oel. Amr Li, Rilesa responded, Maze Akiva, ain't done in Kami Kal V'Chomer. We do not deal with these issues in Kal V'Chomer. Ukshabati Vertzeis Advarim Tanei Rabbi Yeshua. When Rabbi Akiva says, when I came and I told this Kal V'Chomer to Rabbi Yeshua, Amr Li Yafei Amarta. It makes a lot of sense. Ela, Kainam Halacha. Nonetheless, that is how it was accepted. Tumas etzem kisaora, because it's not meforish b'kora, it's only a halacha, we cannot darshan kal v'chomer from it.